This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In this part of the program, we'll visit two of the American outposts in a major city. The city is Baghdad. The outposts are among dozens established around that city as part of a new security effort. These two outposts give us some sense of how the fight is going. They are both in an area called Ghazaliya.
On the neighborhood's north side, an outpost was set up to stop Shiite militias from killing Sunnis. On the neighborhood's south side, an outpost was set up to stop Sunnis from killing Shiites.
So if you're an American soldier, here are the numbers. You've got 50,000 residents in 4 square miles. You have to protect them with 1,400 Iraqis and 200 Americans. NPR's Ann Garrels reports on how it's working.
Two young captains in their late 20s are responsible for Ghazaliya. Captain Eric Peterson's been in the north since January. This is what he dealt with for the first couple of months. Now his men can go around on foot. Now they're still wary. They are still protected by flak jackets, helmets, and nearby armored Humvees ready to react. On this day, they hand out school bags to kids.
Tell them don't rush up on the truck.
Okay.
The kids don't listen. The Americans are swamped. Captain Peterson feels like he has now contained the worst of the violence.
My days of getting into firefights and blowing things up are almost completely over right now. I mean, I spend most of my time out there repairing relationships that got severed between the Shia and the Sunni, and then identifying projects for things that need to get worked on.
Captain John Brooks, who commands a company just to the south, set up his joint security station in March, 2 months after Peterson's was established. Unlike the north, which had suffered largely from Shiite militias, Brooks' area has been ravaged by groups affiliated with al-Qaeda. They've used the area to stage attacks elsewhere in the capital. They pushed out the Shiites and terrorized the local Sunnis. They targeted anyone who opposed them. Brooks says al-Qaeda is a formidable enemy.
Where their strategy really became effective in the population is if anybody saw them doing these executions, they pulled them out of their house and executed them too.
Brooks set up his combat outpost on the very spot where the bodies had been dumped. The number of killings has dropped dramatically in recent weeks. Though it's still early days in South Ghazaliya, Captain Brooks believes being on the ground makes a real difference.
It's a consistent presence, and that's what the troop surge has afforded us. One of the key, I'll call it the cornerstone, of how I'm going to defeat the last of the Sunni insurgents is just sheer presence.
Both young captains say having troops live right in the neighborhoods has dramatically improved their ability to develop intelligence. One of the people responsible for gathering that intelligence is a 21-year-old specialist. This intense young woman is part of a 5-person intelligence team working in Ghazaliya.
The people, they feel safer. They have just the thought of having Americans so close, being able to react so fast is a very good advantage.
For security reasons, she doesn't want her name to be divulged. Her fellow team members are as young as she is, ranging in age from 19 to 25.
A lot of the intelligence soldiers that are driving this war are very, very, very young.
The military taught her Korean. She has taught herself Arabic, good enough to take calls from Iraqi sources.
Yesterday, I was talking to this guy, and he was telling me about a weapons dealer, and he didn't know the name, but he found out and he called me back.
Ghazaliya used to be an attractive middle-class neighborhood. Now it's a wasteland. Captain Peterson says his job now is to give people more confidence. And to do that, people here have to see improvements in living conditions.
I think if I win that fight, at least in northern Ghazaliya, I think I've won the war.
Every other house here is empty. Windows are shattered. Some of the houses have black X's on their gates. This marks them as targets for extremists. Many schools were used to store arms. Most shops remain shuttered. Peterson's first success was getting rid of the trash. Fetid mountains of it clogged the neighborhoods. Now that violence is down, he's able to protect the garbage collectors with his troops. But that doesn't always work.
The trash truck guy attacked last week and he was shot.
He still needs to get more municipal workers in to fix the phone lines, the water lines, the sewage lines. Peterson's boss is Major Dan Rouse. He had to drag Iraqi officials into Ghazaliya to show them municipal workers were doing nothing.
Because they were telling him, yes, we're sucking up the sewage in Ghazaliya. And we're saying, no, you're not. And so he came on, he said, yeah, that's not happening.
Captain John Brooks, who's in charge of South Ghazaliya, says he too needs help to make life more bearable. He just met a member of the U.S. civilian reconstruction teams for the first time. They're supposed to be backing him up. Brooks doesn't think he met the right guy.
That was the political guy. Where's my essential services guy?
He needs someone who knows something about power, sewage, and water.
We've got a troop surge going on. I would love if I had a State Department surge. I would love if there was somebody that I could call for a sewage expert.
While the Iraqi military working with the Americans here has become more effective, Major Dan Rouse doesn't yet trust their ability to control the situation on the streets.
If we were to pull out tomorrow, it's not ready.
The American troops spend days at a time out at these Spartan combat outposts, a world away from the huge American bases. They return for just enough time to get mail, a hot shower, and a decent meal. Private First Class Dennis McCoy is installing air conditioning at last, just in time for the brutal summer heat.
Every room has electricity, which we didn't have before. We've got bunk beds now. We're not sleeping on cots anymore. I mean, we're not burning our own crap anymore, per se. We actually have porta-potties and stuff like that.
Living out in these combat outposts is not without its price. 7 out of 200 soldiers based here have been killed. One platoon of only 15 men has been hit particularly hard. Lieutenant Justin Brown has been assigned to head up the unit now.
A lot of problems from home, and, you know, they had a few that went to combat stress, and, you know, a few, one or two threatened suicide, so. But I think it's coming around now, so just take time, just like the rest of Iraq.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.